o'clock hour of William Tausch begins now. And I just had an epiphany. Thanks to Erica, who I believe, maybe she got a new job, maybe she's got other stuff going
on. She's been less, since Rogers left, she's been...
No, she's
probably
now
bummed this year. Like, she likes Rogers and the team stinks.
She's no, but I believe, I suppose it's possible it could be some other Erica, but I don't think so. Based on some of the
she was in that Hall of Fame realm. She was on that trajectory.
Comments I've seen in the YouTube comments. I think she's a dweller now.
Ooh,
and I use that term affectionately as opposed to Jesse, who used it in a derogatory put-down manner. I have not thought about this until that moment that I read this comment from her in the YouTube comments. Thank goodness the playoffs have been expanded because the seventh seed hasn't been a spot forever. The Green Bay Packers, if they hadn't expanded the playoffs to seven teams, would have missed the playoffs last year, and if the Commanders win on Sunday in Big D, the Packers could win, finish 12-5, and miss the playoffs this year had the playoffs not been expanded.
Wow.
That never even crossed my mind. Thank you, Erica, for your service.
That is a great point. And
wow!
I hate to say this, too. I think if that had been the case, and even though Green Bay finished strong, it doesn't make the playoffs. They don't have that big playoff win and all
right?
the positive vibes around it. We would be having a much different discussion
yes!
than is Matt LaFleur too emotional in his challenging and how his demeanor is on the sideline. We would be saying, is this our guy? And that's the cold, hard truth about playoff football, and especially in Green Bay. Well, luckily that's not the case. And for me, I've always pushed against the seven teams in the playoffs. This is a good reason and a slap to my face and say, yeah, you were wrong. Because had Green Bay went 12-5, and beaten everybody but these three teams, it would have been a travesty for this team to not get an opportunity to go play in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
A travesty. So for as much as people want to go crazy about, well, you should flip seeds and they should have to play on their own. No, I'm not there yet. I still think winning the division should get you a home playoff game. You still, if you're a bad division winner, you still got to go win two tough road games to get there. And I think that's fair. That is such a point that none of us have looked at. And the whole conversation around everything Green Bay is completely flipped on its script. If we end up 12-5 and sitting at home after this Bears game, it would be anarchy. And I'm glad Erica brought that point up.
And last year, like you just said, we're looking at this team kind of like we did after your rookie season. Oh, well, they won their last four. Gosh, they're really building for next year, but they didn't make the playoffs. Same with McCarthy's first year in 06 when you won your last four. And, oh, it'll be a springboard in next season. And that turned out to be the case in the 01 and 07 seasons. But the springboard last year, not making the playoffs, you don't have the signature win over the Cowboys. And then, yeah, what a great springboard. It springboarded them to 12-5 in 2024, and they missed the playoffs.
Ugh. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But in fairness, you who knows if things, it's like when people are saying, well, if Minnesota hadn't gotten that field goal, Green Bay would have won the game. Well, things change. Minnesota
sure.
would have been more aggressive. It's not the same thing because Green Bay, mm-hmm. not to say they would have not lost one of those games. The pressure would have been more on Washington. There's just different things that happen. But we are a show, and I think a society, where you still want to be based on facts. And the facts are, in Green Bay, if you go 2 years without making a playoff berth, I don't care if there's five teams in there or 12. You better be in. You better be at least, because this is how Green Bay builds its teams. They go young and you get better, and you want to be ascending as the playoffs come, but you have to be in the playoffs. Green Bay is, you know, really for about the last month, we all knew they were going to be a playoff team. Now, how Sunday works itself out, I would say for as least amount of juice as that Saints game had a couple weeks ago that we were fortunate to go up and watch and enjoy, this game will probably have even less juice, even though it's a Bears-Packers game. I think this game Sunday will be juiceless.
If you're juiceless, you're useless, as we've learned from Jaden Reed, although he has not had as much juice as he had had earlier in the season either. One of the many things that we'll discuss as the week goes on. Tausch, just to be clear, in the AFC right now, the Houston Texans, if they don't win their finale, will win the AFC South with a 9-7 record.
9-8.
9-8 record. They stand at 9-7 now. Thank you. And the teams that are competing for the seventh and final playoff spot, Denver 9-7, Miami and Cincinnati 8-8. So conceivably, they will have two 9-8 teams in the playoffs in the AFC. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay is the only team that could potentially be 9-8, but if they win their finale and win that division as expected, they will be 10-7. So all the NFC teams will have double digit wins, yeah. And with a seventh seed, the Packers will be in the playoffs. Seattle could win their final game and be 10-7 too.
What do people want? You want us to start mid-season saying, all right, we're going to put Green Bay in the South? Like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't understand all of this. I know this is such an outlier. Malcolm Gladwell thinks this is crazy. That's how much of an outlier this season has been. You like that or not?
I do. I'm very proud.
Well, you're a literary guy. Jesse doesn't have an idea who Malcolm Gladwell is. So,
Running back for the Eagles?
Saquon's backup.
Everything is cyclical. I mean, Green Bay hosted at a San Fran when we were 9-6-1.
Yeah, we're gonna have to reconnect.
All right. as opposed to him not being audible at all. I prefer Megatron over silence. But nevertheless, we will get reconnected with old boy coming up. Now, Jesse, you've got some sort of crazy plan here for trivia. What exactly are you doing? This is probably a good time since we're having a connection issue with old boy. Are we doing trivia now? And what exactly is this going to look like?
Yes. So we are going to do... Here's what I came up with for today's Wilde and Tausch trivia.
Okay.
It is New Year's Eve. And I am a sucker for year-end specials. The year in review, the top plays of the year, the top 10, whatever. I love that kind of stuff. And so, what are you laughing at?
I'm just watching Tausch in the lower right corner of his video getting irritated, doing a show by himself because you turned off his microphone.
He's not on. His audio stopped working.
He's just talking. He's holding. He's got the cords on his headphones, and he's holding the microphone as close as possible to his mouth.
Holding it closer is going to help in
this
situation.
He's like the YouTube dwellers doing their own show. He's doing his own show over there, too.
If only he could hop in the comments, he could just go talk to them and do a show there. So I came up with Wilde and Tausch trivia questions today.
He looks like the kid that's grounded and he has to sit inside while all his friends are playing in the cul-de-sac. All right, trivia.
Yes.
We're playing.
I came up with, this is a first.
Oh, boy.
12 questions.
What?
One for every month of the calendar year of 2024.
Oh, boy.
So we have two separate double editions of Wilde and Tausch trivia scheduled today. So we're going to do double Wilde and Tausch year in review trivia. So part one will take two callers now, and you'll get to pick which chunk of the calendar you want to answer questions about. And then we'll do the other two later in the show. Huh? How about it?
There's no way that this will turn out to be a train wreck at all. All right, so we need two contestants.
As long as Tausch stays out of the way, we're good.
Well, that doesn't appear to be a problem right now. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will take caller 8 and caller 10. Caller 8 for Josh Jacobs, caller 10 for Jordan Love. Caller 8 and caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. And we will play the first round of double trivia. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right, it's time for trivia. A little bit of, I don't want to call this breaking news, and it's not, hey, Tausch is back, we can hear him now, but welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
The San Francisco 49ers owner, Jed York, telling the San Francisco Standard that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch will be back with the 49ers next year, despite the disappointing 2024 season. Now, I read that headline and thought, well, no blank blank. They went to the Super Bowl last year. They had all kinds of injury problems. Why would they move on from a successful tandem? If you dig further into the story, though, the point is that if the Chicago Bears were thinking about trading for Kyle Shanahan, Jed York is saying, no, sir, we're not going to do that. Now, just because he says that doesn't mean that that's not going to somehow become a 3 first-round picks and they suddenly get him, but that's the news out of the NFL at this point, that the brain trust in San Francisco is not going anywhere. Speaking of brain trust, Jesse's brain trust has put together 4 rounds of trivia. And as Pipe Jim texts in on the private talk and text line, this will take up the rest of your show.
Nah.
Close, but not entirely.
I got a lot of stuff I still want to talk about before 24 ends, too.
Fourth hour coming up from 12 to 1, leading into the Kelly Sheffield show on ESPN Madison. All right, let's welcome in our contestants.
And I hear KBN's off again this afternoon. If you want to do their show, Tausch, we got room for you.
They definitely know how to take days off. There's no doubt about that.
Let's welcome in our contestants first, Sean in Beaver Dam, who is a first-time contestant. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, gentlemen?
We are great. And then our second contestant is Dan in Spring Green, who, oh, by the way, is also a first-time contestant. Wouldn't that be something if we got 4 of them? Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We are great. Now, here's the deal. Since you two are the first two contestants.
Can I ask Dan a quick question?
Oh, boy.
Jason? Of course. A spring
I
green
love
question.
Spring green. Yeah, I love being out in spring green and go fishing out there. It is a great spot.
The Greek theater.
Dan, when are the morel mushrooms in the... Because great morel hunting out there. When are they really in bloom the most? When can we make sure, if you know, when can we go grab morels? What's the best time of the year to do that?
Oh, I'd say like mid-May in general.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Imminent entry
a little early last year
for having an answer.
I'm actually from Muscadet, which is home of the Mushroom Fest, the Morel Mushroom Fest.
Is that right? And so, when is that?
That is, I want to say, the third week of May.
Oh, so May is the time is what you're telling me. Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mushroom Dan.
All right.
Did you have
mushroom?
Did you have any other mushroom-related questions?
No, I love spring green. It is another one of those hidden beauties that I don't think people appreciate. Maybe spring greenians don't want people to appreciate it, but it is a beautiful spot if people are looking for somewhere to go. That's well.
Hey,
well,
Sean, where's the best New Year's party in Beaver Dam tonight?
I have no clue. Clueless.
Well, but the Thirsty Beaver's always popping. You know that.
Thirsty Beaver's a good spot.
It is. It's where Jesse met his wife, is that not?
We're at Maury's. Maury's.
I don't know why Pipe Jim would think that this was going to take up the remainder of the show. Now we got dogs barking. It's a whole thing. All right, look, we have to choose which section of the calendar each of our contestants would like to take. So, Sean,
you were the
first caller.
Mushroom Dan gets May. Mushroom Dan gets May because that's when the mushrooms are popping.
I will ask Dan in a moment. Sean gets first choice. Sean, you want January through March? You want April through June? You want July through September? Or do you want October through December?
We better go recent, October through.
All right. And then that fun guy, Dan. Dan, thank you for the courtesy laugh. Tausch isn't even paying attention. Didn't get that reference. Which section of the calendar would you like?
Jesus. Well, I feel like I'd disappoint if I didn't choose the one that May is in, so we better
very
go
fair.
With April.
Here we go. I hope there's a mushroom question in there.
Spoiler alert, there is not. All right. Sean, question one for you, so we get done with this before noon. The Green Bay Packers debuted their alternate winter warning uniforms in a game against which opponent? Was it against the Houston Texans, the Arizona Cardinals, or the fashion experts who say don't wear white after Labor Day?
I'm going to say Houston Texans.
I'm glad
yes,
you did,
sir.
Because that is correct. Yeah. All right, Dan, question one. Which of these pitchers was the opening day starter for the Milwaukee Brewers in 2024? Was it Freddy Peralta, Tobias Myers, or Ben Sheets?
Not a good baseball guy, but I'll go with A as well.
Good choice. Good choice. Sorry, there's no mushroom questions. Question two for you, Sean, is this. Which Packers player blocked the game-winning field goal attempt by the Chicago Bears, preserving a 20-19 Packers victory at Soldier Field? Was it Brenton Cox, Isaiah McDuffie, or Carl Brooks?
Carl Brooks.
Yeah, little tiny little tip of the middle finger blocking that kick from Cairo Santos.
Only thing keeping us away from being 0-5 against the division.
Indeed. Question two, Dan, is this. Which golfer was arrested on his way driving into the second round of the PGA Championship? Was that Xander Schauffele, Bryson DeChambeau, or Scottie Scheffler?
That was Bryson DeChambeau. Scottie Scheffler.
It was Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, Scottie.
Okay,
that's Scottie.
All right. Question three, Sean, is this: which team won the NCAA Women's Volleyball National Championship? Was it the Louisville Cardinals, the Pitt Panthers, or the Penn State Nittany Lions?
I'm going to have to say, I believe it was Louisville.
You believe it was Louisville, but it was not.
It was in Louisville.
No, I think it was
played
Nebraska.
In Louisville.
Nebraska never lost to Wisconsin in one set. It had to be Nebraska, right?
It was not Nebraska.
I know. I thought it was Nebraska, too, but it wasn't.
You would think so. You would think so. Yeah. Had some match points there to get there.
They were up 2-0. I turned it off. I just assumed they were up 2-0 against Penn State. I just turned it off because they're the greatest thing ever, and I didn't hear any negative criticism about them gagging down there, whatever. So
gagging
they did,
down
right?
there, whatever. The Penn State Nittany Lions, your national champs. All right, Dan. Big opportunity here for you on question three. Not sure why. In how many games did the Boston Celtics defeat the Dallas Mavericks to win the 2024 NBA Finals? Was it 4 games, 5 games, or 6 games?
Oh, I'm going to go 5.
Now, I frankly did not remember. Could have been any of those.
Did you remember
three
those
me.
Were the teams in the finals?
I did only because
Boston won it. I thought it was the Lakers because the Lakers get all the coverage on everything. So that's what I just assumed.
I thought it was Nebraska, actually. All right, so now I've lost track. Sean, you got 2 out of 3, and so did Dan.
Yeah, everybody gets 3
Everybody
entries.
Gets 2 out of 3.
Everybody
three,
has
yeah.
3 entries.
All right, and Dan gets that extra one for his mushroom knowledge that Tausch appreciates for his next trip to Spring Green.
I have a quick little story, very quick.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm sorry, we don't have time for that because we're very focused on the clock. Sorry, and, go ahead.
Sitting next to
we don't get free.
Wait a minute.
Can't do it. If you would have not said that, we would have let you finish your story.
Oh,
but since
no!
Do you have standards on this show? Unless he was eating an ice cream sundae at that spot, he can say it. Outside of that, we got to cut him. That's it.
All right, that's it for trivia. Thanks for playing, guys. Goodbye. Wow.
Good story, Sean.
Oh, my gosh. You can go bucking, honey. He's like, we got all kinds of great partners. Like, come on.
Speaking of great partners, I guess now's a good time to tell us about Tito's Vodka. Pour me in, Coach.
You can always pour me in, Coach. It's New Year's. You know what I'm going to have tonight. It's going to hit. I don't know if I'm going to make it all the way till midnight, but it will be Tito's in my glass. Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka, distilled from corn, gluten-free. Again, I'm going to go cranberry tonight. It's that kind of year. Holidays are still rolling, so it'll be Tito's and cranberry for me to ring in the new year.
That kind of year.
You can do it, whatever you want. Go to titosvodka.com to learn more. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
And enjoy responsibly indeed, especially you this evening in your undisclosed location around 11 p.m. when you run out of steam.
It's going to be hitting.
New Year's is, I'll tell you what, New Year's is the most overrated holiday.
We'll explore that more next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
We got to get to this low block conversation in the 11 o'clock hour. And of course, it is Tuesday. That means it's Power Rankings Tuesday. Plus, another round of riveting trivia. Hopefully, we'll have another contestant from a mushroom capital of the world.
You enjoyed it.
Fun.
What are you complaining about?
I had a good time, but 4 trivias is a lot of trivias. And then what? We don't do it? Because if we don't have a show, you don't have to have trivia. So now you're actually stacking the odds against folks that maybe were playing earlier in the week because we don't have a show.
Sure. I mean, we didn't do it yesterday. You're off Friday. We don't know what Friday will bring. So, this works out just fine. We'll be good.
I got a question I want you to poll.
Okay.
And I want to have Jason answer because Jason always complains that I don't ask him enough questions, even though when I do, he never answers and says, well, I have a question for you off of your question, which annoys me. And I think he does that just to annoy me, which is fine. Have the Packers lived up to their regular season expectations this year? Is this what we all thought was going to be the case?
I know that you accuse me of taking victory laps, even though I say that I don't. I did pick them to go 12-5. So they have lived up to my expectations, yes. I guess I thought that they would have lost.
Would we feel better if they had lost to Jacksonville but beat Detroit or Minnesota?
So just to be clear, you asked me that question. I started to answer, and then you interrupted me.
Just well, for the record. You're patting yourself on the back. You're patting
well, I wasn't
yourself
quite
on the back,
done.
That's what I do. You always say you don't pick. You're not a prognosticator. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm not.
And
I'm
you're
not,
sitting there
I'm
giving
not.
Yourself a victory lap and you know back scratches, which is fine.
More of a pat than a scratch on my back. But be that as it may, I would have felt better had they lost a game they shouldn't have where you chalk it up to, well, you know, you came out flat,
long
whatever
season.
It was, and you lost, but you beat the Lions in Detroit. Or you won on Sunday in Minnesota. So, yes, I would. I did not expect them to be clean sweeped by the two best teams in the division and basically going into the Sunday's game saying, hey, we can finish 2-4 in the division because we beat the Bears twice.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So since you posed the question, I in turn pose it to you, did they not live up to your expectations if they're going to finish 12-5 but 0-5 against the Lions, the Vikings, and the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, I think I picked them 11-6, which I guess could still happen depending on what vibe did you get LaFleur was saying about playing their guys this weekend. They're going to go.
I don't think he was really asked anything to give him the opportunity to give that vibe, but I would say this. I think he's really pissed about how they played. I think he's unhappy with how Love played. He's unhappy with the pass rush. He's unhappy with the secondary. He's unhappy with his wide receivers not winning enough one-on-ones. He sounded like Mike McCarthy, frankly, when we used to talk about that offense. And, hey, you get a one-on-one matchup, it's your responsibility to win your one-on-ones. Matt LaFleur was basically talking about that and indicating, and I saw a few clips on social media of plays like the one where Love chucked it downfield to Bo Melton. There wasn't anybody open. And so I think he's irritated to the point that he feels like they need to play in this game and play well to kind of get back on track after what he thinks was a poor performance. Like he had a remind. If you listen to the press conference yesterday, and I'm not saying that he's blaming the players on purpose, but I think his frustration, going back to your emotion questions that you've had lately, bubbled up a little bit. He called the questions that he was getting about losing to good teams bothersome at one point. But I respect him, then he added. I wish I would have been back in time, frankly. I really would have liked to have been there for that. But he kept talking about them not winning their one-on-one matchups and they played sloppy football. And he almost had to add as an addendum afterward, you know, it starts with me. Usually it always starts with him. It kind of ended with him yesterday. So I think he's very, very, very frustrated with how they played.
I can't argue. And he should be frustrated with himself, too. I think that's the thing. And, you know, from his standpoint, it is troubling. And what you don't want is a narrative that keeps repeating itself and that narrative becomes the reality of the season. Mm-hmm. And right now, that's where we're at. That can all flip in 2 weeks. Everything. A lot of pressure will be. It's going to be a pressure-packed deal. And the great thing, and I know nobody's looking at it this way, Green Bay can look at it and say, oh, nobody expects us. We haven't been able to get over the hump. Nobody expects us to be able to. And then you do, and it's let's lock and load because nobody – I can assure you those guys right now, I don't know about Philly, but when you're talking Detroit, Minnesota, that group feels like they could. Yeah, you have to deal with all the pressure. And you can tell LaFleur doesn't love it, but this is that machine of angst.
All right.
And then take it.
No, he's going, oh, he might be okay. He might be okay.
Very well said. I couldn't agree more with whatever you said, Megatron.
Beep,
all right.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop.
It's like the Jetsons maid. All right. Well, Tausch made some great points there. I wish I would have heard them all.
We got the gist.
No, I don't think we did, actually. Tausch is... LaFleur's irritated. That was the only thing that came across clearly during that portion of the program. All right. We've got more to get to. I would have liked to have heard that better, but I do want to get to this low block business. I do want to get to the NFL power rankings. So that's all still ahead. We'll get Tausch's voice back to his normal sound once again. It's not on you. It's not on you. It's on your carrier down there, wherever you may be. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Tell me I'm a wreck. You say that I'm a mess. How could you expect anything less?
I think we've got Megatron back. Hello.
Hi, buddy.
Great to have you. You're scrolling through Twitter.
You missed a great little.
I could tell
snippet.
It sounded. I could tell that there was good stuff in there.
That's too bad. You guys missed it. We'll do a digi only on that. So I know we got to get back on the clock. I saw this thing with McAfee and the Colts. The Colts, Sean Steichen, their coach, talking about guys being late, and it happens. And I just retweeted, I think Florio put it out there, and I just retweeted, it's like the anti-Lombardi. You know how Lombardi was, you know,
yeah, Lombardi
you go to Lambeau.
Yeah.
You go to Lambeau, the clock up front is 15 minutes fast.
It is, yeah.
Basically, get your blank there on time, be there early. Tom Coughlin did that. And this whole concept, and times have changed. I'm not going to argue that. I was scared blankless to be a second late to a meeting. There was one time in my life I was close and I panicked and we were in Atlanta. Cliffy and I were having dinner. We couldn't get a cab.
I love this story.
There were no Ubers then.
Mm-hmm.
And we are panicking because we're 15 or 20 minutes from the hotel. Finally, we end up getting a ride from, I don't even know who. I think we maybe made our own Uber. And we were begging people out front, like, here's some cake. Can you get us back to this hotel? Finally, we get there with about 2 minutes to spare. And the entire time I was thinking, Cliffy and I are the veterans on this group. You can't be late.
Bad luck, bro.
And so this whole concept, I don't know if it's changed, but there is a fear of there's not a lot that guys ask when you're a football player. Show up on time and be prepared. It's not rocket science. It's like if we're doing the show and consistently it's 9:06 and we're like, oh, I don't know. They'll wait 5 minutes. That ain't how it works, typically. So that's I'm just shocked that a head coach would say that. And if I'm looking at it, I know, all right, your culture sucks. And I'm not sure I want you leading my football team moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I looked at that.
Yeah.
I want my guys to be worried and – you don't have to like be panicky about it, but get your blank there on time. We're not asking you to split atoms. Okay? Like, show up.
Maybe Sam Adams.
Show up.
On a combo block.
Yeah, you don't want to get split when you're trying to block Sam Adams in a combo block. You better have hip to hip, blank to blank if you want to get any movement. You better be blank to blank.
Are you going to be able to close out your 2024 with some Prize Picks victories tonight from your undisclosed location?
Oh, big game. Corey Hall's alma mater, Boise State. I think they're playing somebody at Penn State, maybe?
Penn State tonight, yeah.
I'll take a little look, but I'll get over the weekend, too. Prize Picks, the best place to get real money sports action. You know what I love about Prize Picks? We all have these sports opinions. Jesse's got his. I got mine. Jason doesn't really give a lot of opinions, but you say things and you're like, I think this is going to be a high-scoring game.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Well, then go and put more. Go do that. You have that option with Prize Picks. more or less a shot 1,000 times your cash and you get your money. But the app today, code WI. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5. Code WI. $50 after you play that first $5 line. Prize Picks.
Run your game because Josh's microphone might not hold out. The 11 o'clock hour. Wildy and Tausch. I really want your connection to work because I need your help on this. Because I am helicopter Hannah when it comes to injuries and I don't want anybody to get hurt and everything else. This low block business in 2024 has me perplexed. And Matt LaFleur had some very strong comments about it yesterday. We will get to that to kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.